Now, Corrick racing is something you traditionally associate with the Aran Islands, the west of Ireland, but this weekend the racing is coming to the River Liffey right in the heart of Dublin. Dave Kelly is the event organiser for the Liffey City Corrick Regatta being held on Sunday. I met him at St Patrick's Rowing Club in Ringsend.
Well, we started off 7 years ago. The first two we had on the Tolka Estuary, which went marvellously well, and then subsequently we moved on to the Liffey Den, which is mainly hosted by St Pat's here, St Pat's Rowing Club here in Ringsend, in conjunction with some people who are enthusiastic around Corrick's. And we're part of the Lár Chúiste na Corrickí, which is the Corrick League, and we're the first regatta of the year. We were last year as well, and we tried to promote rowing generally, but certainly the Corrick racing gets a good promotion here in the city on the Liffey, and it opens up the season then for the men and women and juniors for the rest of the summer for the Corrick League.
Tell me a bit about Corrick racing. It's really unusual for Dublin, but we'd see it in many other western southern parts of the country.
Yeah, well, it's very tough. Normally they're on the west coast, out in the Atlantic, be it in Donegal or down Connemara or Kerry on the coast. It's very, very tough. Here on the Liffey, the conditions would be different, obviously. The river would throw up that it's a straight run. You know, they'll race from the Tom Clark Bridge up as far as the Jeannie Johnson and turn and back again. So straight up and straight back. So really,
the Tom Clark Bridge being the toll bridge here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. Right at the foot of St Pat's Club here. So it'll turn into a race. Really, probably the fittest team, if they get a break, the fittest team should win it.
How long is the course?
The course, I think it's just under 2 kilometres.
Okay, which is kind of your standard racing course, but what's different in these races and in skiff racing is that you turn.
Yeah, well, in the skiff racing now, which is very vibrant at the moment, plenty of young people going into it.
We can see there are dozens of people here.
Absolutely, big time training season now for St Pat's and Stella Maris, the two local clubs here in Ringsend. And they have plenty of young people coming into it, plenty of women down there. Everyone's out training just prior to their season, which will kick off probably June.
Different to Olympic racing in that in the Corrick's, there's no sliding seat and you turn the boats halfway up the course and come back down again.
Well, that's it. Like all the attention goes to the sliding seats, the Donovan brothers, etc. But, you know, certainly Corrick's, you know, they can be used on rivers, lakes and the sea, where the other boats can't be. So I suppose it's very tough. As I say,
money in the crew.
Well, is it with the Corrick's 3, and with down in Dingle, then you have the Navogues used as well, which are 4-seaters.
Are those boats still traditionally made, or who makes them now? Where do they come from?
Well, the 4 racing boats that I'll be using will be brought from Connemara, so they'll be involved with the Corrick League. So everybody will use those 4 racing boats to keep everything at a standard. They're maintained and built in Connemara, probably by Pat Fowlan. Likewise, the Navogues will be built down in Kerry. And maintained down in locally down there.
Traditional skills, traditional build.
Yeah, hugely important, albeit like that the racing boats are a lot different than proper seagoing Corrick's. But you know, it's horses for courses, racing boats for racing, and proper Corrick's for fishing and other stuff.
What kind of people take part in these races? Is it very specialised?
Well, most of the men, I'd probably say, there wouldn't be that many newcomers. Most of them are doing it since they were young teenagers. So, hence, they're very skilled. Equally with the women, a lot of them at it from a very young age. Some newcomers in terms of the women, and then, of course, we're looking for as many juniors as possible. It's a tough game, but it won't survive unless juniors are coming into it.
Where are your teams coming from?
Teams are coming from the Rosses in Donegal. They're coming from Mayo. They're coming from a few places in Connemara, as expected. West Clare, Doombeg, Clare Castle in Ennis. They're coming from West Kerry, Maharees. And let me see. And I think there might be a few people, maybe a couple of people, are coming from the Navogue Corky Club in Cork.
What kind of activities do you have planned here for Sunday? What time do you start?
Well, we're hoping that all the crews will come in around 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a long drive for them, in fairness. But if they're here for 10, we'll keep the pressure on, get registration sorted, and maybe the first race for 11:30.
You have activities for people who want to come along and have a look?
Yeah, we hope to have the ferry boat on Sunday, which operates here on the Liffey. So, fingers crossed, we'll have that, and we'll bring out some onlookers and they can have a close look at the races.
The ferry boat, we did a piece on the programme on it a short while ago. It just started up again after, what, 30 or 40 years?
Yeah, it's doing well. It's great to see it on the river.
Is it doing well?
Well, it is. Like, I think mainly tourists, and of course they're trying to encourage the thousands of people now that work on the quay walls now in the different buildings. You can see it here. There's a huge amount of development. So, you know, really, it's great to see people taking a small little adventure on the ferry boat, be it from the north wall to the south wall or back again.
And just as we're talking now, there's a skiff past us there. Guys in green, what club are they?
Oh, they'd be St. Pat's here, yeah. The green for them, yeah. And across the Stella are blue, big rivals.
Which we can see just down the road?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Now, people would normally associate rowing in Dublin for up around Island Bridge, where you have all the big Olympic clubs there, but there are hundreds of people around here tonight.
Yeah, this is a very busy place now, particularly this time of the year. People are starting, you know, there's a lot of training going on. Everything is scheduled and organised. There's a good few boats on the go. Some of them have new boats. They're fantastic boats, the skiffs. Great discipline. You've four rowers and one cox, where with the Curragh racing, of course, you have no cox. The rowers steer with the oars.
These guys now in the skiffs, I know that all down the west coast, Donegal, down in Cork, they have regattas every summer. Do they travel from here down to those?
They would here, like, mainly here they're training for the East Coast skiff competitions. But they would, there's an All-Ireland that might take place in different parts. I think last year it might have been Donegal, maybe Kerry, but they would travel, yeah.
So what time, again, do you start on Sunday?
Starting on Sunday, first race, hopefully 11:30.
And if you want to go along there on Sunday, you'll find St. Patrick's Boat Club just by the toll bridge in Ringsend.